Taylor.
Ashley.
Unrated and unruly.
I'm feeling unruly.
So tell me about a time when you knew you were putting up with something and you just shouldn't have.
I'm like, which time?
Right?
Which one do I choose? There were definitely times where I was dating somebody and I knew that I wasn't feeling them or that they weren't feeling me. Mm-hmm. One specific time when I stayed with somebody when I knew that he was like, he kind of like looking at other people and like I could just tell he was checked out, basically.
Yes.
Not doing anything blatant in front of me.
Right.
Stuff I found out after the fact kind of confirmed that. Okay. But it was, I was like, you're not here. And I stayed because I was like, well, I mean, he didn't say anything. So it was like, I could tell, but because he didn't say anything, I was like, maybe it'll change.
Right, right.
Maybe we could work on it. No.
No.
No. And it didn't work. And I should have just ended it.
Right.
But I like, it was like, I don't know because it's so not my personality. Normally, if somebody's not into me, I'm not into them. So I definitely was like a little bit checked out myself, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I know what you mean. I mean, not to beat a dead horse. Because you guys have heard this saga too many times. But Bria's father, I mean, let's be real, guys. I mean, I was pregnant and he was going to strip clubs. Want to talk about tolerating shit I shouldn't have been tolerating? That would be one.
Well, so what were you supposed to do?
Exactly.
In a way, it's like,
it's like you're put in really bad situations and you're like, what am I doing? And then you think back and you're like, but what the fuck was I doing? You're
like, no, really.
Because
what was going on?
If anyone else would have done that shit to me, like now, I'd be in jail for murder. So like, was that a thing?
His personality type too.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, everybody loved him and he was so like, this is just who I am.
Right.
And it's like, but you fucking suck.
Yeah, like, you're different. Like an awful person. Yeah. Because it was always never like, he would do it to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like ever for any other reason. It was just out of pure like, let me hurt you. Let me do something to make you feel so much worse about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a shithead.
Oh, that gets me going.
Yeah.
Every time.
But again, not to beat a dead horse, because you guys have heard so many wonderful, wonderful stories about Mr. Philadelphia.
That's a good name for him, Mr. Philadelphia.
But, you know.
He ruined Philadelphia for Ashley.
He really did.
He actually did.
Because I hate it there now. And I'm like, every time, like Taylor knows, I'm like, I have to go to Philly. I hate it there. And I get like so angry. I'm like so angry at Philadelphia.
We're punishing the city as a whole. Because I think the city is full of Mr. Philadelphias.
Yeah.
So let's just take it off the map.
Let's just wipe it clean.
I remember a specific moment where I went to go surprise a boyfriend. I showed up with my friend, my roommate at the time. He had no idea that I was going to go. So afterwards, we're like all standing outside in this like back area. And he comes out and he starts like talking with all those people. And I know that motherfucker saw me. Because at that point, I think I texted him too.
Okay.
And he just ignored me and kept talking to his friends. And my friend is standing there like, should we go and say something? And I was like, let him have his time. He's cooling down, you know? He's got to cool down a little bit after the show. So this is what he does. He goes over and he's like, I'm trying to rationalize it. Right. But I'm like, I look so fucking stupid right now. I look stupid on another level. Because a thing had been that I wasn't, he felt like I wasn't like involved enough. And I'm like, okay, here I am being involved. That was just a time where I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like checking in with myself. Like, am I okay?
Right.
Am I?
Right. You just think about it. You're like, why am I here?
Yeah. Because I really think me present day would go over and be like, hello.
Right.
Hello. Like, what's
like,
going on?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Who are we talking to? Who are our friends?
Yeah. I know. Because you like think back, like you, how many times do you want to like check back in with yourself
mm-hmm.
on like moments and just totally switch what you did?
Like, all the fucking time.
What?
No. The depths. Like, whatever the last layer of hell is. That's where the bottom is. Welcome back to Unread Unruly. Ashley, how are you doing on this shitty ass day?
It's so miserable out. Every time that I'm off on a weekend, it pours or it's like just doing something miserable. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm kind of just like over it. And it was freezing yesterday.
Yeah, what's going on?
We were like literally I had sandals on like a week ago. And now I'm back. Like, do I have to bring up my winter clothes again?
Hey, what'd the hedgehog say? He said spring, right?
Yeah, he's really confused. I feel really bad for him because he better just like stay hidden because I think people are out hunting.
Yeah, me. I'm about to storm his habitat like it's the fucking capital.
Poor little man needs to stay hidden.
Yeah, I'm out for him. Yeah. I'm out for blood. Because
it's not good.
Hey, Ponitaki. Yeah. Ponsantantaki. Hey, Tintefi Phil. Hey, what's going on? You made certain promises to people. And it's not delivering.
It's really not.
Because I thought for a second, I was like, maybe magical little groundhog.
Right.
Hit it on the nose this time.
He didn't.
60 degrees. No. He needs to be replaced. I'm not saying we have to put him down.
Right.
But he's got
to
go.
I feel like the whole groundhog thing, it needs to, something else. We got to try something different.
Yeah. I'm going meerkat.
Oh. Okay.
Don't they like pop their heads
they
up?
They do.
And, like, yeah.
Because they enjoy that. He doesn't want to do that shit. That's not what he's here for.
And he got all chubby on us. Aww. Yeah, I see him. Oh, I know.
Poor
I know.
Little man.
I know. It's you know. But he did.
He did.
And we got it. It's the elephant in the room. He gained weight.
Oh my
he doesn't.
Gosh,
he hasn't been himself.
Mean.
He hasn't
she
been
wants
himself.
Him to work out.
I do. I want him to get his shit. I want him to get his life together. Have we considered that the groundhog maybe has seasonal depression, so he's not giving the best advice either?
I get it.
He's not seeing his shadow because he can barely see himself. He can barely look in the mirror.
I mean, same. I get it.
The last week, I swear it was like a curse had been lifted when the sun was out and the birds were chirping.
Yeah,
I felt it lifted off my body, and I was like, I feel amazing. I feel like a new woman.
I completely agree.
And now it hailing.
Yeah. Like it's just so it's so miserable. It really is. It makes you not want to do things.
It does.
And I hate that feeling because I want to do so many things.
Mm-hmm. But it's also not our fault. What are we gonna do?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
My emotions are so directly linked with the weather, it actually scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
The weather and what I eat.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Like if I eat a shit meal and then go to bed, I wake up the next morning like a little bit depressed because I'm like, damn, I did that.
I know.
I did damage.
I need to like I keep saying I'm like, I'm going to do better. And I don't. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm not like I think it has to do with the weather. I know that's not an excuse, but I really think so is that I need a kickstart because when I'm seeing it be so like this, I'm not motivated to go outside. Mm-hmm. I'm not motivated to do anything.
Yeah.
But if it's nice out, I'm like, you know what? I need to start running again. I need to start doing this again. But right now I'm like, when the fuck am I going to do anything? I want to sit inside and drink and eat cake.
Because that's what my brain is telling me.
Like every single time I'm like, it's somebody's birthday. Who needs me to make them a cake?
It's no one's birthday.
Like... my kids, you want me to buy a cake or somebody?
They're gonna grow up being like, it's my monthly birthday. Like they grew up in some weird cult. Every month we have birthday cake.
Like, what do you mean? We love birthday cake.
Because this is not workout weather.
No.
I told you I started weightlifting again.
Yes.
I've been in a calorie deficit. I did that. I started doing that again on the nicest week. We had really,
Which
really
is
nice
good.
Weather.
That probably kept you like really going.
But now today I'm supposed to go to the gym later today. Well, I don't want to.
No, but it's good though. I heard it's supposed to actually start like tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. And but today it should be tapering off by a certain time.
Okay, good.
So maybe by then it won't be the rain won't be going anywhere. So you can be like, okay.
Yeah, I feel it again. I'm good again. But if I lived in Seattle, I swear on everything I'd be 600 pounds. Easy.
I don't know how. Like, I have a friend who actually lives in Seattle, and he's a weightlifter. And I'm like, how are you a weightlifter here?
Isn't that where Twilight took place? And they were all skinny.
Because they were probably, sad. They're just sad.
They were sad.
But there's a difference. I wish I was one of those sad people. The sad people that don't eat. I'm the sad person that, like, shoves food in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm that one.
Yeah. My emotional response is, like, I need a comfort with Chick-fil-A. Like, some Chick-fil-A will get me right, get my spirit right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. I had it last night.
Like, sweets.
Yeah.
I'm just a sweets person.
Oh, I am, too.
Yeah.
I've been craving Sour Belts, and all week long I've gone without eating them. Also, I don't know if anyone gives a fuck about this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because you know when you find something that's so good that you're like, I just got to tell people?
Yeah.
Anybody out there that does protein, like eats protein, does protein shakes, I can't get behind a protein shake. I haven't found a way to make them taste that good yet. But the protein bar that I found does not taste like protein at all. I promise. I put it on everything. If you guys like Almond Joys, it's the Builder Puff chocolate coconut bar.
Oh, give me the thing for that.
So I'm gonna send you a picture of it.
Okay.
140 calories, 14 grams of protein, or no, 17 grams of protein. Wow. I think that's pretty fucking good for a 140 calorie bar. And okay. I swear it's like marshmallow in the middle. It tastes like candy. Wow. That's my after workout, like in the car snack after, only on days when I do weights. And it's so good. It's so fucking good. Like, I want it on days when I'm not working out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never felt like that about a protein anything before. Wow. I'm going to be one of those podcasts that's like, sponsor us. They never will. They're not going to.
I need to try it, though.
Yes. I'm going to send you a picture of it.
Okay,
I got
awesome.
I got a box of 12 of them, I think, at Wegmans for $20, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Boy, it was one protein bar tastes like a car tire, $4.
I know. And that's the problem lately. And I think that's what's making me like depressed, too, is that like I haven't found things that I enjoy eating again.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't like bad for you, because my taste has changed since Noah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was really enjoying certain things. Like, I really, really like certain things with Maria. And now I'm back on not enjoying what I used to enjoy with Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm back on raisins.
No. I forgot about the raisins.
Well, I'm just saying. And I mean, I'm not pregnant. So, and I'm back on raisins. But you know what's funny?
I'm back on raisins. It's so funny.
I mean, freaking Lumberjack is dumb as dumb sometimes. Because, like, he goes like this to me. Like, the dumb of dumb. He goes to me the other day. Literally goes, you know, you talked about raisins, but like, I've never really seen you eat raisins. And I go, really? You've never seen me eat raisins? I said, please come into our kitchen. As I bring him over to Raisin Bran cereal, I open up our like cupboard and I go, raisin cookies. As I show him raisinettes, as I show him the English muffin raisins that I eat every morning.
Oh, you thought I was just eating straight up raisins?
Yes.
Check again.
And he goes, oh, wow, there's raisins in everything. And I go, right. Daily, multiple times a day, I inhale raisins. It's bizarre and weird, but I have a thing for raisins.
You are definitely getting your fiber on a regular basis.
And he's like, I don't know why I didn't get it, but now this is definitely a problem.
Now he's worried. Now
he's
about
like,
you.
He's like, I never noticed how much. He's like, this is definitely bizarre. And I was like, yeah, open your eyes.
Fucking think.
Open your eyes.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wake up. Look around.
It's like when people hide an addiction from their family for a long time.
Right.
And you're like, I've been like this the whole time.
You're like, where have you been?
The raisins are in everything.
They're everywhere. You haven't seen it? Read the labels.
It's in your own kitchen. Like, in everything you've been eating.
Like, what do you mean?
We got Ashley back on the raisins.
They're back on. I started buying them again. I've been putting them back in my, like, my lunchbox.
You're going to walk into all of your friends and family sitting on a couch one day. Like, we need to talk.
We need to talk.
We care about you. And we're worried you're getting too much fiber.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into today's topics.
All right.
First one that we've been talking about just amongst ourselves. If they're not getting it from you, they're getting it from somewhere else. I don't know if any of you have ever heard this saying used before. I've heard it all the time growing up, like on podcasts. I just heard like friends talking about it, that like this idea, if you're not having sex with somebody, how often they need to have sex, they're going to go get it from somewhere else.
We've heard this so many times. I feel like even Mari's talked about this. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always been like a thing. So I have such mixed feelings about this topic. So I don't necessarily think, first of all, I think if you're with somebody, I don't obviously believe in cheating. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. That would be a crazy detail. Coming
like
from,
imagine Andrea really coming
said,
from me.
Cheating's fine.
So by the way, but I have heard women who are married flat out say to me, well, I don't feel like having sex with them, so it's fine if they go jerk off.
Oh.
I've heard that many times. And I'm like, wow. So that's a hot take.
Yeah.
So this is my thing. You're in a relationship, and I believe that you should, before getting into a relationship that's going to be long term in any kind of way, you're in a committed relationship, you guys should know each other to the point where you should know what you deem acceptable.
Yeah.
So and you should be on the same level. If you're not, then that's something you for sure need to work on. So if, and again, people do go through lulls. There are situational things that will happen that will make a situation change. But for the most part, you should have kind of an idea of how it should go, where it's like, okay, you guys have a very, you know, you have sex this much often. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I mean, at the same time, I feel like if there is a bizarre lull, there should be a talk, not just an assumption of you doing anything else other than what they should do.
Which is really the only take that there should be, is that if someone is obviously having trouble having sex, like, you know, sometimes it goes so long where you don't that it almost becomes uncomfortable again.
Right.
And you should just talk to them. But right. for some reason, there's this idea that, like, and it gets instilled in us, which then we grow up with it. And it's like, we're also teaching men this at the same time, that if they're not giving you what you want, it's time to go. And it's like, okay, if somebody is not talking to you about what's going on and not sleeping with you, there's zero communication about why this is happening. It's going to start to affect you. It's going to affect your self-esteem.
Correct.
And that's understandable. But like, that would be a valid reason to maybe like separate.
Absolutely.
But if they're telling you something's going on and you're with that person for the long haul, like to expect there, like that's unrealistic to think that you're going to be with somebody for a long time. And there's not going to be a period of time where that happens. Like, it will happen.
Oh, absolutely.
100% one of them will. One person's going to go through that at least.
And that's where you have to really, like, a good relationship has to, you really have to have communication. So someone has to open those lines. So, I mean, no, do I think that getting it, like, you know, oh, yeah, go get it somewhere else. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's a crazy theory.
And go jerk off.
And again, that could cause a problem too, because then think about this. This is all I'm going to say about this. Everyone has their own relationships and that's fine. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's wrong or that's right. That's what all I'm saying is this. So imagine if, or listen, it could be the woman too, if she's just masturbating instead of dealing with the issue as well. Cause she's like, I don't feel like talking about it. So imagine if you're just going to continue to do your own thing, not deal with the actual issue, and then nothing gets talked about. And then so much time goes by that there's like, you realize like it's been so long since you've had sex and you haven't actually dealt with the issue. Then this is a bigger issue down the line because you've said nothing about it.
Yeah.
When you could have been actually working on your relationship instead of working on yourself, you could have been working on the issue. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with masturbation. I'm just saying that it's better to fix what you need to do with each other before you just try and do the easy way out.
I just can't imagine like trying to flirt with like your partner and they go, I got a headache. Why don't you just go rub one out?
I know, imagine. Oh. But I know women like that.
That's crazy.
I do.
I couldn't imagine somebody saying that to me. I think that would really fucking hurt my feelings.
I would die.
I would, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, I'd have to pass away.
I would pass away.
I would have because to pass
I
away. Would,
I think me, because of the kind of person I am, I would never sleep with them again to be a dick. I'd be like, really? That's what you want?
That's so fucked up. Like, I don't know why it seems like
I'm such
it's
a,
okay
like,
to say it to a man. Because I really, I mean, I think it would be more hurtful saying it to a woman. But still, it's like, damn. That's I'd be like, is bad that, you don't want to sleep with me? You're telling me to just go get out of my system?
Right.
Like, I have to believe in my heart of hearts, in order to go on in this world, that not all men are sex-driven zombies that need to fuck or else they will lose all interest in you as a person.
I don't think that they are, though. I do think that sometimes that it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I do. I think it can be the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
You know who's out there preaching that shit? The sex-driven zombies of the world. Right. They're the men that are out there like, listen, ladies, if you're not doing it, someone else is going to do it. Oh, my God, I hate
and
you.
And they're usually so bad in bed.
Yeah.
Always the ones preaching are always like
pillow
so,
princesses.
Yeah, they're always like so fucking lame and bad. You're like,
or jackhammers.
Right. One of the two. They're always the jackhammers.
They're never like sensual lovers that are like, listen, ladies, if you want some of this, you gotta keep your man satisfied. Oh my God. It's always these fucking
or the head holders. Yeah.
Trying to drown fucking waterboard you with their dick.
You're like
the worst kind of person that there is.
The worst kind of person.
These are truly the people who are out there spreading this propaganda that if you aren't sleeping with somebody on their schedule as often as they need it, they're going to go get it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And I can't lie and say that hasn't infiltrated my brain because it has.
Absolutely.
So during lulls when I have like no sex drive, it's like even though I know for a fact that Drama King is very emotion driven.
Yes.
And I feel like Lumberjack is probably the
same
way.
He has literally said to me that if we're fighting because we've fought before and this is so similar, that like I don't understand, because I've been with so many men before where when we get into a fight, we have angry sex. I hate to put a shit out here, religious, but he can't.
Yeah.
Can't have that because he's just not that kind of person.
He's a makeup sex.
Yes. He's definitely a makeup sex person. He is not an in the moment because he's not that kind of person.
Yeah.
So we've gotten into many fights because to me, I'm like, well, I think that sex will just fix it.
Yeah.
And he does not think that way. He thinks that after we are done, then it's perfect. But if we're in the middle of fighting, no.
Yeah. Drama King's the same exact way.
It's like, man,
if we have a conversation after a fight and we get really deep into like why we did what we did, why we said what we said, he gets turned on by it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
Isn't that kind of
so? Yeah. Right.
And then they're not an anomaly. There's like so many people out there like this. It's just the ones that aren't. Yes. And have a pee for a brain are the ones that are like,
yes,
they have to fuck. You have to.
Right.
It's like you do need to have some form of intimacy.
Yes.
And intimacy can mean many things. There might be a period where you're not having sex, but maybe you're doing other stuff. Maybe you're cuddling. You sleep like body to body at night in bed.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Like there's other things that you could be doing. But like it's if you take the intimacy away altogether, that's a real fucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes it happens.
It does.
And I really feel like sometimes it can be an opportunity for something kind of fun. Where you almost get shy with the person again.
Yes.
I think this is what I think you have to do because I've been here, I've been in the situation, and I've also been with somebody who's in this situation where you lose sex drive, you go so long without sleeping with them that it becomes almost like tension. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when are we going to have sex? Or the other person's getting denied a lot. And then I think what you really need to do, and there goes my voice, I think what you need to do, take sex off the table altogether. Mm-hmm. Don't pressure them because I really feel like that makes everything worse. I think we saw that in Married at First Sight the last season.
Yeah, but he was wrong.
That was a little weird situation. But there was a couple. Yeah. There was a couple where the woman wanted to have sex and the guy kept like holding out on her and he like was not ready yet. And then it became like the focal point
of their whole thing.
The whole storyline was about how he wouldn't have sex with her. And I feel like that kind of pressure on somebody makes it even harder.
It does.
So I think what you do is you take it away altogether. You don't even talk about it.
Yep.
You don't ask them.
Yep.
You just remove it. And then you kind of start to build it up again.
Yep.
You start holding hands with them. You start rubbing their shoulders, hugging them more often. Like even just hugging can like lead to something.
It really can.
Just little intimate things. Mm-hmm. And then it'll slowly get there again. If that doesn't work, then it's either counseling
or something
conversation
else.
Or you got to go because it's not fair to like, you know, hold out on somebody to the point where it starts to affect them mentally.
Especially when like you do know if you had a certain way that you were already originally.
Yeah.
You know, you had already a balance that worked for the two of you.
Yeah. It just sucks to have to feel that pressure to match somebody's sex drive because most of the time you're not going to.
No.
I think it's like it's cool if you do and it does happen.
I think we both experienced that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then like it's like if you don't, it does everything else line up, then who fucking cares? Then you make it special when it happens, you know?
Right.
It doesn't have to be this end all be all thing.
It's true.
Make sex fun again. Damn
yes,
it. Instead of
it's
all these
true.
All these fucking red pill podcasts out here like spreading all this bullshit about how you have to keep your man satisfied or he's gonna look somewhere else. It's like maybe to an extent that's true. Maybe like if you deny somebody intimacy altogether,
right,
their mind will wander.
Right.
But it's a little bit more nuanced of a topic than that.
Not
just no sex equals cheat time.
Right.
Fucking stupid.
Cheat time. Cheat time.
Also, we were just talking about this before we started recording. And I'd love to get the listeners' idea. Like, I would love to get some opinions on this.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't posted on Instagram, like on my feed, in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels embarrassing at this point to like post. And I was trying to figure out, why do I feel like that? Somebody said posting on Instagram on your feed now feels like when you wear a hat when you're not normally a hat person.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, you feel like everybody's looking at you like, oh, what do they do? Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like the reason I'm getting that anxiety around it is because a lot of the people that follow me that I know personally don't really know me anymore.
I know what you're saying. I do.
Yeah.
I do know what you're saying. I know. I feel like social media in general, it's like, so I don't know whether you guys, like, this annoyed me. So the job that I'm at right now, they basically forced me to, not forced, but they have a social media page on Facebook. And it's like a group. So like that's the one thing about Facebook is they have like groups.
Yeah.
And I have to say that's the only thing about Facebook that I actually don't mind. So I had no intention of adding anybody other than the people that I work with on this Facebook. And of course, people started seeing, and I don't even have like, it's not even like my picture. It's like my family picture on there.
Oh, yeah.
And then literally people started friend requesting me, and they're like, how did I not know you had one? Because I actually didn't plan on having one. And then you people started requesting me. So I was like, okay.
You had it for one purpose.
I literally just had it for work. So I really had no reason to have Facebook other than for this page. The only thing I do like about Facebook is that you can have these little, there's these little groups where you can find out what's going on.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't like it. And I don't like, and the thing about Facebook and on Instagram and all these social medias in general is like you said, it's, I don't, like half of these people, it's like, why am I interacting with these people?
It's like they don't really know you. If they ever did, they probably don't know me now.
No.
And if they do, they're like my good friends and they like know what's going on.
Correct. And the thing is, too, is that like, I'm so glad I don't have a Facebook from like my Facebook back.
Oh,
like same. That it's a brand new one, because there's no reason that the people that would be following me back then should still be following me now.
No, because we don't know each other.
We don't know each other.
We don't.
You should have nothing to do with my life.
Yeah.
Like, I know that a lot of people will disagree with that, but there's no reason that Todd from 2000 and God knows 2000. I don't know. I'm just going to make up a random time.
12.
I don't know. I don't even know what Todd guy. So I'm just making up a name right now that like Marvin or Melvin, whatever. What was that name?
Marvin.
Marvin. I don't know a Marv, but I'm just saying,
not anymore.
Like, not anymore. But, that's the thing is like, there's no reason that like this person should be following me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know them. If like, I haven't spoken to you in the last, like, literally 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't be following me on social media.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes it feels like when I go to unfollow somebody, like they're in the room with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like hovering over the unfollow button and they're like sitting across the room, like shaking their head at me, like, what are you doing?
I feel
like they're going to know right away or something.
I know. And like, I mean, I understand for the Instagram for like people who follow us, like, I like love you guys and that kind of stuff. And like, that's,
and I follow a lot of people too.
And that's completely different. But like for a Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah. Like, if it's someone that I would see in a Walmart and I would go into the next aisle to avoid talking to them, I should probably unfollow them.
Yeah.
Is my reasoning. That's how I try to figure out if I should unfollow somebody. And if you guys go on my fucking Instagram, I follow like 100 something people. It's not a lot, because I've thinned it out purposefully with that kind of like mentality where I was just like, fuck this person. I'm not going to see them. Even if I do, I'm not going to talk to them.
Right.
So if they come up to me and they're like, hey, why'd you unfollow me? That's weird.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
But people are like that, though. And
they
are. And I just feel like you should keep that stuff like semi kind of current, is that
mm-hmm.
your life should be a little bit more, especially like your life should be a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I think as you get older, your circle always gets smaller. Like, I always think it's weird to me when someone's like, my friend, blah, 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 your friend. Who's your friend? Because I've even like read so many times and things that like most people are lucky to have 5 friends that you can name, that you can actually like actual friends that you can name acquaintances.
Yeah.
You can name coworkers, but actual friends.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky if you could name 5.
Yeah. No, it's true. And people will like think that these people, because they mutually follow each other, are friends.
Yeah, that's not your friend.
You don't
know
her.
Stop calling people friends. If the only people who are your actual friends are people you speak to regularly, like, and I mean that know you.
Yeah, not my friend. Oh, my friend Kendall changed her hair and it's fucking Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, it's like the people who everybody's their friend.
Yeah, no.
Oh my, if you met them in a Facebook group, they're not your friend.
Yeah, no.
Those are literally a person, an acquaintance that you met online that is not your friend.
If you don't know about Ashley's raisins,
you're not
her fucking friend.
You guys are my friends.
That's why if you look at who I follow a lot of people that found us through the podcast. Because I'm like, I'd rather fuck with you guys than
really?
Like these bitches from chemistry back in 10th
That's
grade.
What I'm saying.
I don't
there's so
know
many.
You.
Oh my God. There's so many. They're just so nosy. There's this one. Oh my gosh. This drives me mad. This one girl. This will drive me crazy since forever. And I can't understand it. And it's not that she's a bad person by any means. But like, so my ex-husband, she was raised with him.
Yeah.
Technically, we went to the same school, but she was younger than me. I would not have known her from Adam if like we didn't meet through him.
Yeah.
Technically. she insists on following me on all social media. And I'm like, I just think it's a little weird because like you're kind of like his family. And like, why do you want to follow me?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have beef or anything. And me and him didn't like separate in a bad way or anything like that. But like, I just feel like you're kind of on his turf.
Yes.
So like, I just feel like you, and like, I always accept it, but I think it's weird that you're so interested in my life.
She's like showing your picture to somebody, like, and she's my friend Ashley changed her hair back to black.
Yeah, right. I'm like, okay, like, I just don't get it. Like,
that really bothers me to think that someone is like keeping tabs on me.
Right.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's suspicious. I don't like that.
And it's like, and I'm just like, well, why are we doing this? Like, it's just that to me is just awkward.
That's like the girl that does not like, I don't know if anybody is going to know what I'm talking about. If you've ever had you had to be around somebody and you know they don't like you, but they keep acting like they like you, but you know they don't like you. And they kind of make comments or they just, you catch them looking at you and it's like, oh, I know you don't like me, bitch.
It's like, I know you hate me.
That's the girl. This girl, every time we're in a group setting, it's only in a group scenario. She's very like quiet outside of one. Whenever we're in a group scenario, her boyfriend's around, which gives her superpowers to be a dickhead to me. To be a fucking dick to me. And she always goes, just out of nowhere, she'll be like, I remember Taylor in high school. First of all, we went to the same school, 9th grade. High school, I was a half day student. I had not a single class with her, and I wasn't friends with anyone she was friends with. I'm telling you, I only knew this girl from Facebook in high school because she had me as a friend. And that's the only way I knew of her. And then I met her after high school because she was dating a boyfriend's friend.
Right.
And every time she gets an opportunity to bring this shit up, she brings it up. Who's the first person to always swipe up on my story? Her. But I'm not exaggerating. And I showed Drama King because I was like, I feel fucking crazy saying this, but I'm really not trying to just be a hater. She really is the first person. Every time, scroll up, one view, her.
What
and
the
she
heck?
Has never, and I mean never once in the history of my Instagram, liked one of my posts.
Oh, I hate them. I hate those people.
Not a story. Not never given a reaction. Never given a heart. Never given a like.
She's
a comment on a post.
Me.
Not even gonna give me a heart. And yet, like, she follows a lot of people. It just weirds me out, dude. I'm like, either like me or don't, but don't hate follow me, because that's gonna send me spiraling. I don't like that. I don't really think there's anyone that I hate follow at this point. I used to when I was younger.
I don't really
fuck.
No, that's where I feel like that.
That's embarrassing.
But that has to do with your age.
Yeah.
Is that like we're at a time in our lives where like it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
Like I have nobody to follow that like if you're giving me nothing, there's no point of us following each other.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, no. It's not going to happen.
And it's so see-through. It's like you're obviously like your intentions are more obvious to people than you think they are. And that goes for all of us. Like my intentions are probably more obvious than I think they are, too. So when I was hate following people, I'm sure they were like, bum ass bitch watching my shit. Like they probably could feel it in a way.
Right.
The same way I can feel it with this girl where I'm like every time she brings up high school, I'm like, oh, because I looked fucking crazy in 9th grade and I wore like band T-shirts and like I went through like an
emo. Look crazy.
I didn't go full blown emo, but I was like baby emo, band T-shirt, every day a streak of eyeliner to school, like that kind of thing. She always needs to bring it up, and I'm like, I never saw you.
This was never a thing.
We didn't have class together, girl. I know, why are you watching my shit, but you don't like me. I don't know. I don't get it. But it's like it's really obvious. So now when people do that, I haven't done it with her yet, because I'm like, I have before. I think I told you I did that before, and then she followed me again.
Oh, unfollow her, and then she
said and then she followed me again, and then I let her, but I didn't follow back. I'm waiting, and then I'll do it again. But everyone else, I started doing the where you make them unfollow you.
Oh, yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, get buzz off.
Yeah. Go away.
Get out. That's like going shoo. That's the same thing as someone going with their hand going shoo.
Shoo, shoo.
Get out of here. I also just feel like old social media probably doesn't represent you present day
as an
adult
anyway. No, it
doesn't
either. And I do think that you should wean out a lot of things. Like, I also think it's like crazy. People are like, look at this memory. It's one thing if it's like your kid or it's like an old picture of you and your sister or your brother or your mom. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that is nice. But like, who cares about anything else? Like, literally.
No, actually.
Who the fuck cares about your high school picture?
Who cares about my fucking bullshit that I was posting? What was I posting?
Look at me in high school.
I was posting lyrics on my status.
It's like, and it's literally the dumbest pictures. It's like, look at me. I don't care.
Yeah. Save it. Screenshot it. Keep it for yourself. Delete the profile and start anew. You know?
Like,
because sometimes I wish I'd saved some stuff from my old Facebook, but I didn't because I was just like, be gone. I'm done.
Same. Yeah. Same. I really don't care about any of this stuff. Half the pictures I have, I mean, I will have, I'm fine with what I have.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're fine.
Wipe it off the internet.
We're fine.
I'm okay with
and
it.
Again, everyone that I have in my life, I have in my life.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. If I'm not talking to you in Walmart, I'm not seeing you on Instagram
anymore. I'm
ducking
you for a reason.
And I probably am.
Yep.
So, you know, I just think let your social media be a representation of who you are present day.
Facts.
Purge some shit. You don't have to. If it's Instagram, you can archive, which I love that feature because I do sometimes want to go back and look and, you know, cringe at myself a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah.
But I don't need it on my
Neither do I.
That's not. You don't need to see what I looked like when I was 17 years old.
You don't.
I don't need to know what I looked like at 17 years old.
I don't need to remember half of the shit that I've done in life.
This is what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, that's it for this episode, you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, consider giving it 5 stars on any platform. We're not picky. Mm-hmm. And if you want to come follow us on our Instagrams, I'm at Tay Felly.
And I'm at It's at That Ash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Monday.
Bye.